Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio. It doesn't take a lot of talent, but no one knows. Gotta get on the radio. You know it sounds so good in stereo, but you gotta get on the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. This is the Midweek Special. This is where I talk about stuff that maybe didn't make the show, or it's a topic that came up in the middle of the week that I want to get out to you before we get to radio on Saturday. This week I want to talk a little bit about HomeAdvisor, and I'm not just trying to bash on HomeAdvisor, but I want to talk a little bit about the lawsuits against them and where it's not working out with a lot of contractors, and there's a certain district attorney in San Francisco that doesn't like the way they do business. But let's talk about this from a point of view of a homeowner, for instance. So, as a homeowner, you see them out on the advertising everywhere, radio, TV, print, they're everywhere around the U.S. Well, the thing with it is that you take a look at it and they say, oh, free to sign up. So you get on there, sign up for it, and then you sign on and say, okay, I've got a remodeling project I need to do. Let's say you need to have a new deck built. So you sign on there and say, I need to have a new deck built. Talk about the project a little bit, and then you have contractors call you. Well, what HomeAdvisor does, like any of the other lead services, they sell those leads to the contractor, the one that calls you. But the problem is, and this is where it's starting to get into a couple things with contractors, is that when the contractors sign up, they don't know how much the lead's going to cost. So it could be $10, it could be $140, depending on the scope and size of the project. But the problem is that they're alleged in this lawsuit that they are giving out too many leads to people. So they're giving them to 50 contractors. One, that they're not even real leads, that they're actually made up leads. And that's another story that I've heard as well, that I've heard this from tons of contractors that have alleged that there are fake leads they're getting. Well, then they can charge for them. And I've heard that there is maybe things don't appear as they seem there at HomeAdvisor. Now, I've heard a lot of speculation on that. I've even heard firsthand somebody saw something at HomeAdvisor that way. But I'm not going to get into those kind of allegations here. But what I want to do is talk about what Remodeling Magazine did the story on this last week with them. So on July 16th in the U.S. District Court in Denver, eight plaintiffs have sued HomeAdvisor for having those fabricated leads. So the problem is that as a contractor, like I said, you can't turn these things off. So you get leads, you get charged for them, whether or not they're good leads, bad leads, or anything else. So there's no control with that. So that gets to be kind of expensive for a contractor. And especially when right now there's a shortage of contractors out there and workers, it ends up being a bigger problem. So the other issue is that I've seen is you get the problem with what's going on with the San Francisco district attorney, where they advertise that they do background checks on the contractors. Well, it's alleged by this district attorney that they do background checks on some of the contractors, but they only do it on the principal contractors. So if you've got a contractor that has 30 employees, they might have done a background check on the owner of the company, but they haven't touched the employees within that company. So that's where it starts to get a little troubling. If they're saying in advertising that they're doing it, and this district attorney who's suing them alleges they didn't, you might not be as protected as you think you are. So here's a couple things that I want to talk about with this. I've had a lot of troubles with these lead services over the years from the contracting side of it. I've had contractors I've worked with, I've helped them out trying to get them leads in the slow times, and I would take their home advisor leads and call, or some of the other lead services and call. That got to be a problem, because you're right. This is one of those things where you make the phone call and nobody answers the phone. The phone's disconnected. Well, how's the phone disconnected when I just got this lead through? So I think this has been going on possibly for a long time. But anyway, here's my recommendation. Talk to your friends who have had great experiences. Once you get a list of contractors, you know, three or four of them, then jump online and do your research. Wouldn't worry about it so much as a lead service, is I would get online, take a look. I wouldn't worry about Yelp and some of those other things. Those are horrible relief, horrible services, in my opinion. They're not going to, only people that get mad go on Yelp. That's my opinion. Well, the problem is here is if you first go over to the state of Washington or the state of Oregon or wherever you're located, check to make sure they're licensed, bonded, and insured. First thing off, double check that before you even call them. If they are, great. Then as you start going through the process and start interviewing them, you want to find out if these guys are really good people. Also find out if they have any employees. If they say yes, make sure that when you're looking at their license, that they're able to have employees. That's a big one. A lot of them will say they're exempt from having employees, which means they're not collecting any payroll taxes or any of the other things, such as paying for workers' compensation insurance. If they have employees show up that aren't subcontractors, that have their own employees, make sure all those employees are being paid and they're getting all the workers' compensation stuff, because that's what protects you as a homeowner. So you want to make sure that happens. Second of all, start taking a look at their projects. See if they do the work that you want to do. There are some contractors out there that are great at framing. They're great at doing decks. Maybe not the best one to do a kitchen remodel, or vice versa. So make sure that you're in their wheelhouse. But most importantly, I would probably stay away from these lead services. Now, I know Angie's List, which I'm concerned is now teamed up with Home Advisor. Those two are combining. So my recommendation is a little bit on hold with Angie's List, because I'm just not sure how this combination is going to work, especially with the Home Advisor problems that you have right now. I'm concerned about that whole thing kind of becoming poisoned with this group coming together. So I'm going to pull my recommendation on Angie's List here for the time being until I see how this plays out. But if you do your research and then talk to the contractor, have a good meeting about it. Talk to them about, are the subcontractors, you know, are they all licensed, bonded, insured? Are their employees? Get the list of the subcontractors that they're bidding on. Who's going to be working at your house? Do your research on them. Make sure that the electrician's coming over. His assistant is that's out there helping him pull wire is covered under the license and bond. Make sure that all the drywall guys are covered, that they're not just family members. You don't want somebody getting hurt out there. It's going to cost you money and or slow down your project. You're paying good money for a project. You want to have the right professionals out there. So that's my tip when you're jumping on to looking at a contractor out there with Home Advisor or any one of these other lead services. It's going to be curious to see what happens with all these new lead services out there and if they're going to fall into the same category of getting sued for, well, maybe not some of the best business practices. All right, that's it for me today. Thanks for listening to the Midweek Podcast. If something else comes up, I might throw another one up this week. If not, tune in Saturday, noon to 2, all over the Radio Northwest Network, KXL, KXL.com, streaming live. And if you miss it, you can always check it out anywhere you listen to your podcasts out there, any of those electronic formats, Around the House with Eric G, Saturday, noon.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.